greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Mother Nature is being just a little bit nice to us. Isn't this just kind of crazy, Barbecue Bob, that we haven't got a winter? I'm kind of excited about doing a little ice fishing. It may never happen. We've got some stuff going on where we're going to head up to tip-up town, and we may just be sitting on shore tipping our elbows is about all I think we're going to be doing. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and you are listening to Grilling Guys. What's shaking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. There are 6 inches of ice on Houghton Lake, so I just got the check-in yesterday, and 6 inches and growing. Tip-up town is happening. We got lots to talk about there. But basically, what we want to talk about today is some cold weather grilling, so that's what we got coming at you.
That's going to be a lot of fun, because a lot of the listeners of our show, anyway, I know are year-round grillers, but we all run into those guys that have the man card with the clip corner, that when it gets below 40 degrees, they kind of puts a grill over into the corner, and then when it gets above 40 degrees again, they kind of dust it off.
But you know, I think our job is to help encourage those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we just need to get them to come out of the closet a little bit.
So you're doing it with a carrot rather than a stick, huh?
Right.
I was trying to stick method.
No. There's no shame, baby. At least they have a grill, right?
Right.
So life is just a bunch of steps, and we just want to encourage them down a few more steps.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about that cold weather grilling, because basically there's some things that you need to know, and as we go through the show, we're going to enumerate them and set them out. But first and foremost I'll just throw one out there, is the wind. Generally in the fall, winter, spring, we get more wind, and we'll be talking about that. But if you can shield that a little bit, it makes a huge difference in your cook times, keeping your temperatures up, and allowing your grilling to come out better, better.
And you're a great shield.
Yeah, right. Human shield.
Jop, you make a better door than a window.
Yeah, Jop, stand over here to my left,
dude,
and block the wind.
You took a trip up to Chase Creek, didn't you?
I did, over the holiday weekend, up there by Reed City, just a little bit west.
In Chase, Michigan,
right,
man. It's a metropolis.
Not really. Blink
dude,
your
Ted
eyes
Nugent
and you go
used
by
to hang out there. I there used to be a little place there called the Bluebird Cafe. I walked into the Bluebird when I was in high school, and they all go, "Ted Nugent just left."
Yeah.
And we're all like, "Oh,
yeah, missed him."
Because he had his brand new Ford Bronco. We had a company up there; it's probably still there. It was called Bab Ford, and he walked in like 1975 and ordered a new Bronco with leopard skin seats. He laid down $46,000 for a Bronco in 1975. That was
local
big
legends
news
made of.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, his footprints all over that area. He just really likes from there up to Luther. He's got several properties there, and that was one of the places he liked to haunt.
Yep. Well,
so Chase Creek's right behind, just south of the old Bluebird, one block off of US 10, and they're big supporters of Operation GI Barbecue.
Which is what I did, is I went online and I bought some of those gift certificates to support the cause, and then I took off, and it was from Grand Rapids, where I was coming from. It was a short 68-mile drive is all. Just a great drive in the afternoon on a Saturday. Got up there. And this place is a little treasure. I mean, you've been there. That was my first time.
When you pulled in the parking lot, what was your thought?
Yeah, I'm like, why is something this nice here? Was
Isn't
my
it
first
huge?
One. Yeah, and it's
right on the snowmobile trail. You know why he's there? that's family property. That's where the dude grew up. I went to high school with him. I lived on the other side of 10, about that far off.
On the other side of the tracks, that doesn't surprise me.
On the other side of 10, on the other side of 131, about the same distance from 131. If you take,
you're an east sider, he's
a
west sider.
That's right on US 10. Yeah. If you take that same highway east about 6 miles from 131, you've got my neck of the woods. So we didn't.
They don't have good restaurants over there, though.
No,
do they?
No. We didn't hang out together because he was like a different clan. You know, they were those Chase boys, and they were trouble. We were Hersey boys.
A Reed Tuckian?
Yeah, Hersey. Anyway, Hersey. So yeah,
sweet. One of those sweet guys.
Yeah, Pat and Linda Ringler, good folks, and they've donated a bunch of those gift cards for Operation GI Barbecue. So I'm happy that you finally pulled your wallet out.
Right,
and
you know what? It was absolutely worth the drive. The place has got the world's largest ceiling fan in there. I swear this thing's like
something?
60 feet across.
it's like something Howard Hughes would be proud of.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a prop from the Spruce Goose. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But anyway, why don't you give us a little update on the GI Barbecue?
Okay. Well, GI Barbecue is rolling right along. We're still struggling with the Air Force and the Army getting us the permission we need. I feel really bad because they're having a tough time in Afghanistan right now. And looking at those troops that are hunkered down right now, you got to pray for those boys because Al-Qaeda is getting stronger over there. And our troops are having a tough time. They're not supported very well. That's why we want to support them in this way. But trying to get the military to help us out right now has been really our struggle. So the dollar amount's climbing. I have not changed the website, but we're now like maybe within $7,000 of our mark. So we're really, really close. But we're just waiting for a green light so we can load that C-17 up and launch it.
And rest assured that whenever that happens, we're going to be there with it. If it takes us another 6 months to figure this transportation thing out, we're going to do it. Your money's is in a safe place. It's a 501c3. Every dollar that's been donated goes exactly to this effort. There is no
overhead.
That's
the beauty of it.
Right. There is no overhead.
It's pure donation. And it's a write-off. You can go to gibbq.com and get the tax ID information for that 501c3 from Operation Injured Soldiers. We're piggybacking on their 501.
But to sum it up is we got to keep pushing. We got to keep pushing this. We're going to get this financing over the top. And when we send one of these things over there, we're all going to have that great feeling that we helped these boys and ladies out.
Another great company stepped up to pitch in. I just got a call from Bonefish Grill, and I went down and met with Mike Thorpe, who is a managing partner there. And Bonefish is chipping in. We're going to have an event with them. I mean, the people just keep stepping up to help. So it's really cool, all these Michigan companies that are pitching in. But, dude, we're going up to Tip Up Downtown in 2 weeks. We got a lot to talk about there. We're going to be at the beer tent Friday night. And
are you qualified to be at a beer tent?
I have been at many beer tents, let me tell you that. But Saturday morning, we're going to be broadcasting the show from WUPS, our partner station up there, and the Twister. And then Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock from 1 to 3, Jop and I will be right there on the ice doing a grilling demonstration. And I've been in touch with Ron at R&J Best Choice Markets, who's sponsoring part of that event. Dude, you wouldn't believe the seafood and all the sausage and stuff this guy's going to be throwing at us. So you better get your apron on.
You got to sharpen my pencil.
You better get your apron on.
Get my tongs all clean because here we come. We're going to be doing some grilling on the ice. But
yeah, so the 22nd, that night, that Friday night, we're going to be at the beer tent. It's right on M55, right at the bottom of Houghton Lake. Join us.
South End, yep.
Yeah, join us. Come on up. Get a room up there. We're going to have so much fun.
Coming up next, we're going to have a little bit of fun as well. We're going to be talking with a guy named Eric Carnes. He's from Elk Brewing, and guess what? Like a lot of other breweries, this guy's expanding. He's doing some great things, and we want to share them with you. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Satisfaction's been our aim. Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com. Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than a half a percent of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed and fire up that grill or smoker, or step out on the back deck and fire up that grill or smoker, because you know what? We're being graced with some incredible weather. We've not had winter yet, but it's coming at us. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, we finally got some cold weather, and man, I've been crying like a little girl.
Yeah?
It's like I'm out in the garage. I had this wood boiler in the garage, and I'm out there chucking wood in it like crazy, and step outside and I'm shivering because it's like, oh, it is winter. I forgot. Put some clothes on.
Yeah, and the dogs liking the fact you're heating the garage now, I'm sure. I saw them when you were setting up for your family party over the holidays.
Yeah, the dogs and the cats love it out there. So live with us right now, we have Eric Carnes from Elk Brewing. Been on the show about a year and a half ago. And really still a brand new business, still just a baby business. You got so much going on. Your beer garden, I had to park on the side street because your parking was so full, and I had to walk by your beer garden, and I'm going, go, Eric, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we put quite a bit of time and money into it this year. We got five outdoor heaters now with a fireplace, and so it's great. We seat about 100 people out there now in the summer. And
this time of year, you still getting people out on the garden?
We will.
It's they're shoveling.
It's mostly the people that have bad habits.
It's right. A shovel for beer program.
I get it. There's nothing wrong with that. We grill all year. We might as well drink outside all year, too. We're going to Houghton Lake in a couple weeks to do it.
You know, that would be a lot of fun. You could take a garden like that, and you could have a little mini winter outdoor beer fest outside and just get a big fire in your fireplace or bring a big fire pit in.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
It'd be fun. I'd be there. I love putting my
summer
dude,
in February.
I got so many boots, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So Eric, let's talk a little bit about people that don't know where Elk Brewing is. Where are you located, man?
700 Wealthy Street. We're about a mile east of 131.
On Wealthy Street
on Wealthy
in Grand
Street.
Rapids.
Yep. Right so, downtown.
Beer City, USA. You get down here, just another one of these wonderful breweries that we have, entrepreneurs just digging
their
heels in.
Okay, but he's under 2 years old, and you got to go in there and see the list of beers on that board.
Talk
it's
about
crazy.
Talk
yeah,
about
we got right now we're running about 20 beers all the time, and it's about probably 10 of them are mainstays, and we're really trying to keep about 10 of them just fluctuating all through. And it's a good list, and we're starting to get. I mean, not starting. We have some quality beers on there. It's awesome.
So if I were to ask you to name the top three beers that blow out of your place on a weekly basis, what are you making, man?
We got a Dankalicious IPA that is killing it. And our coffee porter, it's a Rouster coffee porter. We get the coffee right next door pretty much.
And I'm trying one right now. It's so good.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing. And then our Scotch Ale is like right there all the time. So.
Remember that from the chili cook-off, Jop?
Yeah, it's not right there. It's right here in my hand.
That's why we had trouble packing up and the chili
wonderful.
Pots.
Yeah, right. Little slippery little dogs. Yeah, right. This stuff makes your hands slippery. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I had to go for my prescriptions because I went back for a refill and they blew the keg and they were out and I went into depression.
Yeah.
We went through some kegs pretty fast at that chili cook-off. That was pretty amazing. We
needed to talk to somebody.
So at Elk Brewing, any food there?
We do. We do all paninis. And I think right now we got about 12 different sandwiches on.
So you got one of those little George Foreman panini grills out back, and you're just slamming the roof on that thing.
Yeah. Job, leave the guy alone, would you? Don't go
basically
Foreman on him.
Just that, George Foreman. That's what we bought.
More importantly, here's the really cool reason I wanted to have him down, other than to get some free Scotch Ale.
I understand.
His Scotch Ale is
shameless.
It's really, really good. But here's the cool thing that he shared with me the other day when I was in there. Dude's expanding.
We are expanding. We are opening up a second location on 400 Dodge Street in Comstock Park.
Okay, so northwest side of Grand Rapids.
Yep. We're pretty much kitty corner from the Fifth Third Ballpark.
Oh, that's going to be a great location.
Isn't that a great idea?
Let's stop and have a beer before we go to the game.
And it's going
to
be a production facility, too, so he can increase his brew house. That's the cool part. If you're him, if you're a brewer working with this little brew house he's got, you know, startup. Dude's under 2 years old.
So what is your capacity now, and what are you going to?
So right now we are brewing at about 450 square feet, which we're a little less than that, and we're going to be moving to a little over 3,000.
Holy cow.
For just brewing.
Remember when we went to Right Brain and did the show when he was putting his new production facility
in, right.
How massive that was? Well, he's already almost over capacity there.
Yeah.
He's now crying for space, Russ Springsteen. So this is the cool thing about watching these businesses grow, and that's just something Michigan seems to generate a lot of great brewers. And
so
you're looking at one of them right here.
So is the second location also going to be a pub?
It will be
it's
a pub as well,
right?
Yeah. No, it's now we want that place to be self-sufficient and have another pub and have that
another George Foreman grill.
Yeah,
and the whole
more
deal,
George. Yeah,
yeah,
basically
two.
That's all it is. We actually just
don't
made
a
closet
jerk.
With the George Foreman in it.
Right,
yeah, it's gonna be amazing.
You can hire George himself to do it. He'd be back there smacking Sammy's out, man.
Just don't pay attention to
the man
behind the curtain.
We will be having a full kitchen and everything. It's gonna be pretty awesome. It's gonna actually be a lot bigger than the kitchen we have at the the downtown one. So we'll be. Doing some stuff. We've been talking about getting a smoker.
Such a smart idea going where you're going, though. I mean, by Fifth Third Ballpark. He explained it to me, and that's one of those buildings that's like two-story where you drive around the back, and you know how that hill is set up there?
Right.
You basically will have a great view of Grand Rapids and Fifth Third Ballpark from there. So that's there's nobody out there. I mean, you're going to kill. They're just dying for some good beer out in that area.
Yeah, a lot of
fun.
And
you make good beer.
That is our plan.
Right. Keep it going. Keep it going because, you know, you hear, you read, you think about things about, is this thing going to ever saturate? Well, my opinion and humble is that you continue to make good beer, you're going to continue to grow. This thing, there's a few breweries out there that started up with a dream and not a lot of talent. And then there's a whole lot of guys like you that had the dream and the talent.
Some were flashes in the pan,
right.
And they paved the way for everybody else.
Right.
Yep.
If you just tuned in, we're talking, this is the Grillin' Guys and the Grillin' Guys Network, and we're talking with Eric Carnes from Elk Brewing, and we're talking about their new location going out into Comstock Park just off of West River Drive. Basically, you'll be able to watch the ball game probably from up there.
Yeah, I hope so, because that'd be awesome.
It'd be like Wrigley Field where you're on the roof.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
You could sell tickets.
I know. Right? That would be
I didn't
idea.
Say that.
Yeah.
So you've got an awful lot of great beers. The first thing you when you came on the show a year and a half ago, you brought a Hefeweizen in that was you absolutely nailed it. And I love Hefes, and most people butcher them. So that's what really got my attention was your Hefe. And then you come out with this Scotch Ale. And kudos to you, man. You know what you're doing.
Hey, thank you very much.
We like good brewers, don't we?
Absolutely.
We really like
especially
white
when
drawers.
They come in the studio and they bring tasty treats for us. That's great. But, Eric, if people are looking for you again, tell us the address of the of your current location.
Current location is 700 Wealthy Street, Southeast.
So no matter where you're at in Michigan, if you're coming to the Grand Rapids area for a little brew tour, I would recommend Elk because it's A, good beer, B, easy to find. You get off 131 and you head east about a mile, and it's just on the south side. It's right on the corner. The logo is really cool. It's a bottle of beer with elk antlers on it, so it's just, like, pretty clever.
Yep, we're trying to be simple, but make it smart.
It works for me.
So. Yeah, yeah, kind of guy you are, Bob. Simple. I get it, brother. Coming up next, we hope you have an appetite this time of year because your menu has to shift a little bit when we're considering about grilling with cold weather. We're going to break that down a little bit. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Arctic Spas is the leading spa in the world. Arctic Spas are engineered in northern Canada for Arctic weather. The controls are so advanced that the tub can talk to your laptop or your serviceman's computer. If you want a hot tub that will last you the rest of your life, go to goarctic.com. That's goarctic.com. I wouldn't put my name on a product that wasn't the very best. And Arctic Spa is all of that. This is Barbecue Bob.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out, fire up a grill or a smoker, man. It's still very good weather to put a little meat on the fire. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Is this the Grilling Guys? I've heard of this show, and... You know, I've just heard really great things about it, so it's so cool to be here.
He's a master of self-promotion.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We want to talk about how your appetite and your menu shifts in the cold weather, because I firmly believe they do. My appetite changes totally in the winter compared to the summer.
I want heavier, thicker, everything. Comfort food. Look at the man dark in the beers. Winter. That's
yeah.
where I'm at.
Dark beers, bold red wines. Regular Pepsi. Yeah.
Gravy on your pasty.
Cut it out.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, but, you know, I like to go for the, I mean, this is the time of year when I really, really dig into brisket. Not that I don't do it so much in the summer, but I probably don't. I probably don't do the butts and briskets nearly as much in the summer. I'm more into the brats and the burgers and the steaks and the fish patties and all that stuff. And this time of year, you know, getting those dense pieces on the smoker. If you don't have a smoker, maybe you got a Weber kettle.
Anything that'll burn a little lump charcoal, real big fans of lump charcoal, don't necessarily need any briquettes. If that's all you can get, it'll make heat. But if you've ever cooked on lump charcoal, you not only get heat, you get flavor, and it burns efficiently. You get very little ash, so there's not a lot of cleanup. Need I go on?
And you can, no, you don't.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
So how do you adjust for cold weather, Jop?
How do I adjust for cold weather? Well, I put a thicker coat on, a little bit of tortoise neck, and then I get out there, and I get up on the wind side.
You are kind of a turtleneck guy, aren't you?
I am. I don't have much of a neck. You know, my ears touch my shoulder blades at some point.
You're sort of turtly.
Yeah, right.
Well. Okay, so adjusting your grill for cold weather. Let's adjust this conversation to make sense.
What I'm going to do is plan on longer cooking times, and I touched on it in the first segment, is the wind is usually your biggest enemy in this time of year, because it tends to howl and blow, and it's a cold wind, and it'll zap the heat out of your grill. So if there's a way for you, and be careful on this, because you can't put it closer to the house. There's a lot of heat that comes off the back of a grill. You just need to create yourself some sort of a natural windshield that you can block that wind from blowing across your grill, because it's going to just suck the heat out of there like crazy. Not that you can't do it if it does, but it's going to take you longer to cook, and you got to adjust your recipes and adjust your technique.
And you could do that with something as simple as a tarp.
Right.
Literally making just a shield with a little small piece of tarp, piece of plywood, something like that, and take it down when you're done so your wife doesn't nag you, because you know how she is.
No, I know how your wife is, and you deserve everything.
You deserve everything she gives you. She doesn't listen to the show, so you're lucky. She's probably laying in bed right now.
She learned that a long time ago,
too.
You're
a jerk.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait, there's my text. She says, good one, Jop.
Is my grill man enough for the cold?
You know what? Most are. Some aren't.
That's the question. Right. Is your grill... Does it have the BTUs it takes to counterbalance all that negative cold force that's coming at it? Have you, you know, one of the things you can do is move to something like a Sapphire grill or a Kamado grill. You know, an insulated body that's ceramic, and it's, you know, it's 2,000-year-old Chinese style, but modern American technology behind it. So you've got a ceramic, like 1.5-inch thick dome-shaped device that looks like a giant goose egg.
Right.
And, well, probably an ostrich egg, to be technical.
Well, that, and there's oblong ones that are called Primos, and the Sapphire that they helped us out with the GI Barbecue. Yeah. There's Big Green Egg.
You got a Big Green Egg.
Right.
There's all kinds of them. I have a Sapphire. You have an egg. There's Primo. There's Bubba Grills. There's, you know, all sorts of them. But basically, you're talking about a nice, big, insulated grill, and that's the key in the cold weather, is to have something that will stop you from wasting those precious BTUs, because you're buying lump charcoal, which gives off like 12,000 BTUs per pound versus briquettes, which give off about 8,000 BTUs per pound, and they're largely clay and all kinds of junk in them. So you always want to use lump charcoal, obviously. But so if you're going to buy good charcoal, put it in a good grill that's insulated. You'll never buy another one. And then you can go out in the winter. Like, I set that Sapphire of mine up the other night. I was making some brats. I had just a little handful of charcoal in there. It got up to about 280 degrees in 15, 20 minutes. The whole thing warmed up inside. The thing chugged along for probably an hour after I was done smoking those brats on a little, just a
handful
no
of charcoal.
Charcoal at all.
Right. So, and they sip charcoal because it's the simplest of concepts, but it's so very efficient. Is you let a little air in the bottom and you let a little air out the top, and you regulate it by hand with a little trap door on the bottom and a little dial on the top, if you've not seen one of these. And the airflow through there It once that thing settles in where it's going to be, it'll hold temperature for a long time. That lump charcoal just it's like embers down there. It's just glowing and moving.
Yep.
And it's just providing so powerful, even heat.
It's so powerful that you put it inside that nice insulated cocoon, and it controls the environment for combustion properly. And it also it traps the moisture in. If you'll notice, when you do food on any kind of Kamado cooker, it's so nice and moist when you pull it off. It's just really a great piece of innovation.
It's the first convection oven that was ever invented by man, I think, in that because the heat comes around the side. We usually are doing offset cooking in that we're not directly over the flame. There's something between the flame and the meat that you're cooking, and it's just fantastic. It's a great way to cook in the winter. Now, what you're going to understand about a Kamado cooker is you need time. This isn't something you're going to roll home at 5:30 and have dinner on the table by 7. This is put it on in the morning before you go to work, and your pork butt will be ready when you come home from work.
Well, hold on. It depends on the piece of meat you're putting on it.
So if you get
home at 5:30, absolutely light a fire up, because in 15 to 20 minutes, you've got a 300-degree baking compartment or a grill, and you can throw some burgers or some steaks on that thing and get a nice smoky flavor. You can get a nice wood flavor on that. So it depends on what you're cooking.
Right. And how you usually use it. And I usually use mine as a
smoker.
You
always keep your plate setter on. You smoke on it a lot.
Right. Yep. That's
so you don't do any charcoal grilling really per se then?
You know, I do once in a while. But like you said, rarely. Most of that piece of equipment for me is a smoker. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like to use it for.
Okay. Our Henry rifles are being shipped for Operation GI Barbecue, and they're going to be on display at Allen Bob Sports in Wyoming, Michigan. So if you want a chance to take a look at these donations to GI Barbecue by Henry Repeating Arms, there's going to be a 30-30 in all brass with octagon barrel, and there's going to be a 45-70. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to bid on one of those babies, because I've made my mind up a long time ago. I wanted a Henry, so when they donated them, it was perfect. But Allen Bob's has been kind enough to be the receiving firearms distributor to receive that order for us, and they're going to put them on display, so you can go down and look at those Henrys. They should be in sometime in the next week. So we're going to set up a silent auction with them, and we're going to reveal the details in a couple of weeks. But that's just a really cool aside to what we're doing. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and put any pictures. If you've got a great winter grilling tip, put the pictures on Facebook, because we love looking at all your pictures and just tag them and let us know what you're doing.
Yeah, I see some of these guys that have made homemade pits and things that you guys are producing some great food, man. Just shoot us a picture. Tell us what you did, how you did it, and be proud of what you're doing, man. It's kind of cool. You know what? Coming up next, we're going to talk about the time it takes to smoke, maybe a little bit of salmon, some wild game you got left, and our friends at the Bonefish Grill are doing something special for Operation GI Barbecue. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Home is in my way. Home I'll never be.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orin Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
This is
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Little smoke on the water. Tell you what, we're going to be doing a little smoke on the frozen water up at Tip Up Town on the 22nd and 23rd of January. You all put this one in your calendar. There's a big old beer tent up there at Houghton Lake, and then Barbecue Bob and I, Ice Willing, are going to be out on the ice grilling up a bunch of tasty treats that we're just going to be giving away up there and having a little bit of fun at Tip Up Town. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. January 16th from 2 to 5, Fen Valley's having a chili cook-off. Fen Valley Winery is just a wonderful place to go. If you want to take your baby doll somewhere for something really cool, I highly recommend a trip to Fenville, Michigan, because this is a historic site. It's 60 acres plus. They actually lease a whole bunch of ground to grow their grapes, but they have a wonderful tasting room. It's huge. It is one of the authentic Michigan wineries. Great family, become very good friends of the show. And I think when you do things there, I've never been to this chili cook-off, but this email really tripped my trigger because we went to the grape jam, and I think the people that go to their events, it's like a giant family. They get massive crowds of wine lovers, and I think they all just love Fen Valley, and they love going there and having fun as a big group. And couldn't you just feel the electricity in the air last time? It was like everyone was flower children.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and Doug is a consummate host. We had a great time down there. And by the way, you will love the wine that these guys
produce.
That's
the best part.
And there's 16 varietals down there, so it isn't about just another Michigan white wine from the dune country. These guys do big reds. They taste great. They're private reserve Merlot, some of the best I've ever had. So if you get a chance, hit Fen Valley Winery on January 16th, 2 to 5. Great chili cook-off.
There's also still a couple slots open for competition. So if you want to get in there and compete, that would be fun. And I was half tempted to join it because I'm dying to do my version of the Green Menace. And I've got an idea that I want to use with Wild Boar, but I thought since they're sponsors and we go in there and do this radio gig. It might look kind of bad if we went in there and won that competition.
Yeah, so. we were a distant second this year in Ada, so that winning thing is probably not something we're going to do.
Oh, come on. That was haphazard. Give me a break. Oh, time to smoke. It's always time to smoke, right?
Yes, it is.
That's just, I've been saying that for decades. But let's talk about salmon in the freezer. Dude, I met with my buddy Bob Dubisky, who is this big seafood buyer. You've met him. He buys for, he works for a large food brokerage. His wife buys for Meijer. They're just foodies, you know, the kind of people you have fun with. So they came over the other night, and he brought me a bunch of beautiful frozen salmon and all kinds of frozen fish. And I'm just thinking, I'm going to fire that sapphire up, and I'm going to do some nice little pieces of salmon and make up some wonderful little pieces of, oh gosh, he brought me halibut. He brought just gorgeous pieces that are commercially venued. I mean, the stuff you can buy out there on the frozen side, well, everything's frozen this time of year. Get over it. Throw it in your smoker, thaw it, brine it, and then throw it in your smoker, put it on a cedar plank, do whatever you want to do with it, and then deliver something gorgeous that's so out of the realm, because we're all used to just doing burgers and steaks and brats. And so live on the wild side, man. Go get yourself some beautiful piece of tuna and fire up that charcoal and do something really natty with it. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's that time of year. It's time to explore, because in the summer, you're so busy when you're doing all these things. You got all the games going on and all this stuff that you're just kind of throwing stuff on the grill fast, and you're trying to feed the masses. Not now. It's dark at freaking 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So,
yeah. So yeah, that's getting better. We're on the right side of that deal.
You got all kinds
anymore.
Of time to play around if you have lights on your deck.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to drag something out of what you just said, and that's that cedar plank. A lot of people maybe have never done that. Really, really simple. Go to the lumber yard and get a cedar shake shingle, and you can soak that thing in water, because you're going to leave the fish on there, and usually the skin is on the fish most of the time. So when that cedar plank will catch on fire, but if you soak it in water, some people even soak it in like a bourbon water.
I was just going to say, if you hold Christmas like I do, I had 60 people show up last weekend at my house, and invariably some cheap relative will bring some cheap whiskey. Save it.
Yeah.
Because you throw some of that in the water when you soak that plank, dude, it's like a bourbon plank.
Yep.
But and I would tell you one other thing. I would take the skin off of that thing. I would not leave the skin on it. I would skin that fillet and get the skin off of it and throw the bare side down onto that plank. You'll pull a flavor out of that wood that'll blow your mind.
Yeah. I'm just not it gets a little earthy for me, and that's why I leave the skin on. But you can do it either way. That's the cool part about grilling. It's the way men do it, and it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yes, and today's man law is brought to you by none other than Vicky's, Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Great time of the year for pasties, by the way.
Awesome. Ketchup or gravy. Yes, you know you can't go wrong.
I don't care. Eat it naked.
The pasty's naked.
Today's man law. Any dispute lasting longer than 3 minutes will and must be settled by rock, paper, scissors.
You know
There's
what?
No argument too important for determining this method.
That's right. You know what? This is funny, but this is different between guys and ladies, I think, because Barbecue Bob and I will get sideways once in a while.
I know. We tell each other just to piss off once in a while, right. and then we're like, for a couple seconds, and then it's like, our producer's holding his eyes. Can I not say that on the radio? Well, either way, whatever.
But you know what? It's like, yeah,
30 seconds later, you're over it.
Right.
Women, man, they just hang on to it, just like whatever you do. So let's talk about man law. Whatever you do.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. I'm still hearing about crap from like 35 years ago when we were in college.
Newsflash, brother. I don't think it's just you and me. I just think that's the way the world goes, man.
No, it's just the way
women
are.
You better learn to deal with it, or you're going to learn to not deal with it. One of the two.
I could be a monk and just brew beer.
Yeah.
We are being produced today by Adam Kohansky. Thank you so much for putting up with our intolerances and handling the board so well and making us sound like we actually know what the heck we're doing. But you need to check us out on thegrillingguys.com. It's a great resource. Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery actually uploads a lot of the files for us and helps us out a bunch. Thank you, Chaz. And there's lots of recipes. There's tips. You can go on there and ask Jop a question. You can ask me a question, and we'll get back to you in a month or two. Literally. No, but just hit the search bar on the top right side, and you can pull up all sorts of recipes. Dude, we've been loading them for 6 years.
Yeah.
And there's just some good stuff on there. Lots of good stuff. I mean, I get people from all over the country sending me emails saying, ask me questions about this recipe or that. And it's like, holy cow, I don't remember doing that.
Right.
But you're in Portland, so I'm going to answer you.
Yeah, Portland.
So
yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, remember, put this on your calendar. Come join us in a couple weeks up at Houghton Lake.
Dude,
that 22nd,
so
23rd of January.
There's beer tent!
There's a beer tent on the south end of the lake. You're going to find it. We're going to be there. We'll be cooking up, smoking it up. And then Saturday, we're doing our show up there from our friends at the Twister and WUPS. And then we're going to go out on the ice. If we have ice, I believe there's going
to
be ice.
I think
ice.
They're using us to test the ice.
Right,
honestly.
Yeah, right. Hey, Jeff, put that grill on behind this quad and go on out there. Yeah, if it'll support him, it'll support anybody.
Yeah, so we're going to have ice. That's the cool thing.
Right. Yep, exactly. But, hey, thanks for listening. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We have a lot of fun, and we hope you do, too. So, we'll be chatting with you next week. Barbecue Bob's giving me the finger. What does that mean, brother?
That means don't forget to follow Twitter, Grillin' Guy at Twitter, and check out those crazy rants. Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link. And they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Hey guys, you know what it's like when someone special enters the room. You know, the kind of gal that turns every head, stops a conversation. Here's a secret. We like the attention. Guess what? We notice things too. Like when you're standing around that really big grill, that look of concentration, that cool logoed banner that shows me you're open for business. That's right. While you were seasoning your ribs, I was checking out your big flags.
Get noticed at barbecuedisplays.com. Blue Ribbon Event Display. Is.